Oh no, baby.
Oh no.
Fucking Macho Man in the studio.
Oh yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Odo Radio Show's back again. I mean, Jesus Christ, look at us on the ball. First
what?
Of the year.
It's crazy.
First of the year, coming back with a show, you know, on the first day.
All up in your face hole.
I'm your host, Owen. Across the room from me is my, I guess, co-host for the evening.
You're goddamn right.
That's right.
The reigning co-host world champion.
The reigning co-host world champion, Duncan's here.
Woo!
My good friend Jimmy is here. Jimmy.
Hello.
How are you doing this wonderful eve?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
He's tall and Asian.
Yeah.
And first timer to the Scumbag Studios.
Long time listener.
Long time listener. First time guest, I guess
first
we'll say.
First time contracting this particular strain.
Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Mr. Rao is here, ladies and gentlemen.
What up?
Yeah. No, it's great. You know, Mikey's been a big supporter of us for a good amount of time.
Yeah. He has definitely texted and or Facebook messaged us to tell us that we are either doing a good or terrible job.
Yeah. Usually the latter.
Usually.
I will call you out.
That's right.
He's like, hey, by the way, guys, that was totally
shitty.
That
was pretty awful. Yeah. You should just like not do this
anymore. Do you know what you should do? That never again.
Ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that.
No.
What have been some of your fonder memories or least fond memories of the radio show, Mikey?
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Oh, God, I don't know. Shit, I don't know.
But anything that ties on.
See, yeah. It's not so easy once you got a mic on, do you?
Yeah. No, the pressure's on. No.
Yeah, see?
Just throw you on the spot like that.
The critic becomes a critique.
This is the Tom and Dan show, right?
I think you got lost.
I think we duped him.
Oh, shit, yeah. It's kind of like it, but not. Yeah. No.
Tom and Dan with less of a fucking listener base.
Pretty much. And
less talent.
less experience, maybe more drugs. Who knows?
More confirmed drugs.
I don't know. There's a lot of confirmed drugs these days. On that show.
Well,
which
I
is
mean, we do live in a medical marijuana. Wait.
58%.
Close enough.
Well, you got to get that super majority.
Do you think like the cops think like that at all, though? Close enough. Like, think they're giving any pass at all?
I think, if anything, they're fucking with people harder.
I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah.
I think that is probably accurate. Either way, though, thank you for joining the Ono Radio Show this evening. We see that we have a tie in the chat room, of course.
Oh,
tie, because you're not here. I don't got anybody on a laptop that can be tippa-typing in the chat. So
that's right.
So sadly, I'm not going to be responding to you in the chat room. But it's nice that you've messaged, and your contendership for the co-host
is he trying to throw down a challenge
is well it, I gotta say you gotta step back in line now because you missed the show and you know
you fucking you don't just go back to being number one contender if you miss a show.
No, you don't. So right now currently holding the belt is Duncan. So I just
this
want
guy.
You to know that he's already calling you a
right
dick
here.
Ty, I'm gonna need your best radio wrestler promo for you to garner a contention spot, you know, so you can maybe even sit back in that chair.
Ty the Lizard Man.
Mm-hmm. That's what he would be, Ty the Lizard Man.
Yeah.
Well, who would be your guy? Who
would be my guy?
Yeah.
I would obviously be the Scumbag.
You would just be the Scumbag.
The Scumbag.
That'd be a good
El Scumbag
name.
Arena.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I would be a luchador, but I would have a beard hole.
And just the beard.
The beard would be pulled out.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I think I'd be George the Animal Steel. I think I'm old school.
Okay. Wait. All right. Well, you can't use
I don't think
the,
you can be.
Use,
that's all I know.
I don't think you can be George the Animal Steel. You could be Jimmy the Animal Asian.
Mm, mm.
Well, that's, you know, you got the gist.
That's not a bad name.
No.
That's
I mean,
not
it's
a bad
not terrible.
Name.
Mikey, what about you? What's your wrestling name?
I think I'd be the Peng Lion.
The Peng Lion.
From the Penguins and Sea Lions.
I think he'd be Sable.
Coitus.
He'd be Sable.
I think you're missing the point of the game, Jimmy.
I don't think he's grasping
what we're doing.
Yeah, you're right.
Ty is ahead of Jimmy in the co-host contendership at this point.
Yeah. You gained a point automatically.
Automatically.
So I'm just trying to feel included.
Well, you should not do that.
I'll give you the peer pressure.
Who would I be, though? I mean, obviously, I want skinny drunk in there, but I mean...
Owen the skinny drunk butler.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Or the skinny drunken limey.
Yeah. Oh, I could just be called the hooligan.
The hooligan.
No, that's
too close to the goon. Do you remember the goon?
Yeah, I know you remember the goon.
He was your favorite.
Totally.
It's like hockey and wrestling.
Yes. Yes. I'd be a little Brooklyn Brawler-esque, you know?
Yeah.
I would, with
ripped shirts, stains and stuff.
Stains and just like, but I'd also like
We've lost
in...
anybody else who was listening to this show, by the way. Well, we might as well just start marketing this to wrestling nerds. Yeah. Look at the room that we're in now.
It has gotten to the point, and that's the reason I was bringing it up, obviously.
I know. I
haven't mentioned this really on the Oh No Radio show
yet. I had a chance.
But on Christmas Day, Duncan gave me the greatest Christmas present of all.
True, he gave me that too.
Yeah.
I give him that a lot.
His love is actually really quite unsatisfying. So
it really is.
It's
I give myself my love, and if you don't get your slice of my love by the time I get my love, then fuck you.
You're out of luck. You're just really out of luck. But no, he was kind enough to gift me a set of vintage, I will call them.
Oh,
WWF.
Like a motherfucker.
Curtains for the studio.
Don't put a black light on it.
These look, I mean, you had these, what, as a 10-year-old boy in your room?
I had these from the time I was probably like 5 or 6 to the time I was, to the time I stopped living in that room. So I was probably 12
or 13. I'm impressed you had a room.
I mean, it started out as like a closet. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, trailer park, guys. Come on, it was his corner of the room.
Pretty sure
these were hanging.
The living room curtains.
Hulk Hogan, though, Macho Man, fucking Boss Man.
Oh yeah, Boss Man.
Legion of Doom. I could just keep.
There's a lot of dead people on that curtain.
There is a lot of dead people on that curtain. Let's name the dead.
Macho Man, dead. Big Boss Man, dead. Ultimate Warrior, dead.
Jake the Snake, almost dead.
Road Warrior Hawk, dead.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Animal's still alive. So it's an in memoriam.
Yet both of the curtain. Bushwhackers are still living.
I'm pretty sure.
Fuck, man. That's proof there's no God right there.
They're alive.
All those names and the Bushwhackers of all of them are still goddamn living.
Yep.
They used to rub noses together. That was their thing.
And lick people.
That was
so
their thing.
So because of that, they shouldn't be living.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't like them.
I don't like them. I don't know.
I was never a Bushwhacker fan.
Damn nose rubbers.
Goddamn Kiwi.
What was the word
rubbers.
They used to yell? It was like honky or something.
Was it crikey?
No.
They were New Zealand, so it was some.
No one's supposed to understand what they're saying.
Spoon.
Yeah.
White power.
That's still close enough. I don't know. You look at those guys.
Man,
I was really hoping
that we would make it past the first show of 2015 before we did the white power references.
Damn it.
Way to go, Mikey.
I fucked it up.
Jimmy.
Well, you
should
have invited Mikey.
It's probably, yeah. He, I mean, he is from...
That's true.
He does live in Polk County, so there's all sorts of...
I drank the water.
Yeah. It just comes...
The worder.
You gain like 4 racism points just by living in
Polk
County. Oh,
look at him. It's like Hitler's wet dream. I mean, look at that guy.
Yeah, he is pretty...
That's true.
All sabled out.
He's pretty Aryan.
He's pretty Aryan.
All sabled out.
We have to thank Mikey, though, for bringing this amazing printout that...
That nobody will ever see because we don't do video on the show anymore.
Yeah, that's the funny part, is that he would watch the days of the show back when we would do video, and it would look like shit. The video quality was awful and everything, but...
Look at the quality of the webcams that we're using right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I mean, that's the highest quality
that you can get. That's the shittiest one. There's better ones in the closet. I'm just saying that...
The Cena closet.
Nah, it was... We've talked about this before. It was a pain in the ass to stream that all the time. It really was.
Right.
It would drop, and it just wasn't, predictable. So we went to just an audio-only show, which you're listening to now. Either way, when Mikey used to watch, he used to hate the fact that this ugly-ass chalkboard was behind us that just had scribbled on it
ohnoradioshow.com.
Exactly.
It bothered me.
It bothered you so much that he was like, I'm going to make you a version of your logo to basically blow it up and put behind you because I'm tired of looking at that shit. So that's how you get involved, listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Make us something.
I'm going to analyze it later because there's got to be a swastika hidden in it somewhere.
it's entirely
just
possible.
Remember it is Owen's design, so yes, there probably is.
Yeah, it's his Photoshop file. So I did find a small.
He made
little
it a
Hitler.
Union Jack with the swastika.
There's a small Hitler hidden in the.
Those are Easter eggs, guys. You're not supposed to give those away. Those are for people to find out later down
on their own.
On their own, it's part of the experience, and you just ruined it.
Yeah, but fuck Elmer's. Elmer's ruined it. It's all wavy.
It was
now.
That what you used? Elmer's glue?
No, I spent $20 on a can of some spray shit that didn't work. And like a day later, it's all peeling off. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll go to Elmer's. And then it turned all wrinkly. But hey, it's the thought that counts.
It is
the
thought
that
counts.
At least the glue was white.
Do they make glue that isn't white?
Sure.
Yeah, they make plenty of
adhesives.
Adhesives
like
that are
brown clear. It's only the Elmer's, or even in like the wood glue now is like yellow, so it's just the Elmer's.
What an interesting conversation. Fucking wood glue, man. Telling you.
Oh, it's
hey, you're the one that asked if there were any other colors other than white.
I was curious until I asked the question and then realized I was
that
no
you should
longer,
not have asked the
I was
question
just no longer curious at all.
Yeah.
You took the tangent.
You will find it interesting, of course, listeners, that neither Tom nor Ty are here.
Right.
Ty has a little bit of an excuse. He went and saw family, and he's actually in the air
he's
right
in
now.
Transit
he's
at
he's
the
in
moment.
Transit.
Yeah.
But Tom, on the other hand.
See, I'm
beginning to doubt his
commitment
to the show.
You know?
I don't see him rallying up for the belt, you know,
he hasn't even ranked in the contendership polls.
No.
Mikey Rao is at this point ahead of him.
I would agree. I would definitely agree that. I mean, I think there's a few gay people out there that might even be. Ahead
there are
of
a
him,
couple of homos you know, that this... are ahead of Tom at this point.
And so
so
I wanted, you know, this and another fact. Like I got a lot of people presents this year. I got you a present for Christmas.
Yeah,
I got
you
Ty
did
a present for Christmas.
You got me a present to rub in Ty's face.
It's kind of true. It's kind of true. But I didn't get Tom a present. Because he's not officially been a part of the show for a full year, nor have I known him for a full year. Therefore, I
that's
don't have
your to... rule.
Now, I also didn't get Jimmy a present, but you know, my love is Jimmy's present.
That's
so
all right. It's okay.
So you know, that counts.
Your 2 a.m. phone calls are more than enough.
Oh, there hasn't been one of those in quite some time.
I got one the other night.
Last
and
night
it's been a while.
It was New Year's
I had
Eve
that.
Last night.
That's fine. And I said it was
that's
good.
Completely
it was good.
That's completely no. different.
Okay.
All right.
See, he's getting defensive. Yeah. He loves these calls. What I failed to mention last night, Jimmy, was that I wanted to bring this up to you, but I guess time just slipped away. My chest hair situation, okay? I shaved it off.
Let's get back to the glue.
A while ago, all right? I shaved it all off. Talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
What I wanted to mention to Jimmy last night is I don't know if he knew anything about this, but...
He shaved off a nipple?
My growth and its return has been very unusual. And my nipple hair grows at least 6 times faster than any other hair on my body. Nipple hair...
For the good nutrients.
I don't know what is going on, but I have, like... It was all gone.
You can braid it.
Like 2 months ago. But yeah, it's back to fucking, I don't know, Aretha Franklin down there.
What? Yeah, I don't. Your reference.
Yeah. All right.
You got some nudie pictures of Aretha Franklin.
Right, right.
And she's
I don't get it.
I'm pulling at it right now, though.
It looks like you're dreading it.
It was going to say,
it's
yeah.
It's like, oh, it just, all of a sudden, though, just like one day it's not there, one day it's there. Do you have long nipple hair?
No.
Do you shave your nipple hair?
I get to a point where I just shave all of it, but it'll usually be a few months at a time. Like when it gets to the point that I can pull it, like I can grab it with one hand and pull it.
Well, that's where I was. That's why I. That's
why.
That's I shaved
why you fucking
it.
Get rid of it.
What about you?
Mine's uniformed.
Like your whole life. Like your.
Well, I guess so. I mean, no. Like, what? No, in the 80s. Yeah, I guess.
I had that feathered mullet look going on with my chest hair.
Here's what I don't get, though. Like, the people with the baldness, they always say, oh, don't wear your hat all the time, you go bald and shit. But yet,
I don't think that's true.
Of all the shit you annihilate your armpit hair with, and that stuff just
stays there.
Yeah, why don't you just transplant that hair up on your head, and it'll just be absolutely indestructible.
But then you'd have armpit hair.
Oh, my hair is naturally curly. So.
It's a different grade of...
It's better than a comb-over.
It's a different grade of hair, though.
Yeah, but it's it's pubes that are a little bit silkier.
It's my nipple hair. Honestly, armpit hair is about the same as my nipple hair.
But think of the nasty chemicals you put on your armpit hair. But if you had it on your head and you hit the conditioner, it might change.
Put that shit on your head.
Yeah, but it's still hair.
Put deodorant on your head.
No, I don't think anybody wants armpit hair on their head.
I don't think anybody's going to be grafting armpit hair.
I think they should give it a shot. You never know.
You could probably put...
There's a market.
You could probably put certain people's beards on their heads.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You could probably do that.
You could put Duncan's on your head. My God, look at that.
Yeah, but... It would make a good hat.
Santa Claus over
I do
here.
Want a Duncan hat... A beard,
Duncan
hat.
Beard hat.
I don't want a Duncan looks like beard a hat.
Angry Irish Santa.
True story.
Oh, we just need to get you all fat again. We're gonna get you so many.
Working
gigs.
On it.
We're gonna
get you so many gigs.
I'll keep up with the cheese and the meats.
Yeah, fine. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. I don't know how I managed to gain weight.
That's
on
your resolution?
Tour, but it was just keep getting fat. Yes. Absolutely. The fatter I get, the happier I am.
I got a really great present for Christmas, and that was to go see the Book of Mormon live at the Dr. Phillips Theater, or whatever it's called.
Oh, that theater looks beautiful,
the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. It was a good show. I enjoyed it. I really did. I thoroughly, the whole experience was good. The center is nice. But after I was done watching this musical, I realized there is no way to not have a musical be gay. Like, there really isn't.
Right.
The Book of Mormon has some amazing comedy in it, but it's the gay. It's so gay still. Like, it's so.
But that was like the South Park movie. It's a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. But.
No. As a movie. I'm talking about a Broadway production.
Yeah. That's the same thing, though.
It is and it isn't. No. I challenge that.
No. A musical movie and a Broadway show, if it's the same show, like, it doesn't matter. So, Les Miserables the movie versus Les Miserables the show are both going to be fucking long and boring in French.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying in that aspect. What I'm saying is...
And gay.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're both going to be gay. They are.
South Park's an exception, but Book of Mormon way gayer than South Park the movie. You know? Okay. Admit to me here that by nature, a Broadway show is more likely to be gay... than a movie.
I mean, I know what you're saying.
Well, musicals in general just blow. I mean, unless it's like a concert or a rock band type musical movie, then yeah, I just don't like musicals.
No,
most guys don't like musicals.
It's the story was great. It's not that I don't mind some of the songs, but it's just, does it have to, like, it seems like it's so many, like, it's overkill. And I haven't seen, like, a hell of a lot of Broadway productions, but I just get the feeling with musicals in general, and definitely with this one, there's too many goddamn songs in it.
Yeah.
It's a musical.
Yeah, but it's too many songs.
Boring.
Take some of that shit out. Boring.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boring.
Do you feel the same way?
Yes.
It's
absolutely.
So,
how many musicals do you watch? Any of you? Like how many on average?
Yeah, but I've been around theater. I've been around,
entire
life.
Well, I love Hibbick and the Angry Inch, but that's about a rock band.
I've sat through 3 or 4 of them in my life.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
That's enough.
That's enough.
I paid my dues.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. You know, like, Les Mis, I saw that on Broadway. That was cool. Checked off the bucket list. Move on.
Right. And I guess that's my thing with this. It was like, okay, I got something out of it. I wouldn't do it all the time by any means. I didn't hate it, but I don't know.
You go there to get laid. You know, you do it for your girl.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
even though she's the one that bought him the tickets.
Well, and I thought. Well, here's the deal. I thought being a more Matt and Trey thing, a South Park derivative sort of thing,
right?
In a way, I just thought I would have liked it a little more. The jokes were to meet the appeal of everyone,
right?
Not like a South Park fan, or not like there were little bits of that.
But a lot of the humor... more attempt at like grabbing everybody.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I didn't like.
Well, the
like
Broadway that, crowd, anyhow.
Exactly.
Broadway crowd is a lot more oddly diverse than you would think. Like, dude, just having like worked as many Broadway shows as I've worked, like you go out and see, it's like, yeah, it's a lot of boring old white people, but there's a lot of random. It's like, you like musicals, really?
Yeah, no, it's like any art form, truly. I mean, you have a wide, you know, spectrum, but yeah, it's going to be your more wealthy people do that sort of thing. Guess what? Because that shit's expensive.
It's expensive, yeah.
You know?
Because they got to pay people like me.
I was a little underwhelmed with a little bit of everything that night. Everybody's been talking it up, the show, you know, and again, had a good time, just not...
Right.
Didn't blow your skirt up.
Yeah.
Well, and also, it's like we were having the conversation. This is the second or third year that it's been on tour. So this is not the first national anymore. It's a more scaled back, maybe even slightly scaled back, but it's still not going to be the full Broadway size. You know, for some reason, Broadway theaters, they're very small, but the amount of technology that you can put in them to make a show on Broadway look unbelievable.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, doing the same show, the tour version of the same show somewhere else, it loses something.
It's not going to be 100% there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah. I fully understand that. I fully accept that. And I don't think that was here's the deal. It's like hype with anything.
Yeah.
You hear so much that it kind of, you know, I guess pollutes you.
Yeah.
It was the same way for me with
the building itself. Yeah.
The building itself is, you know, rave reviews. It's, you know, it's beautiful. It's this brand spanking new performing arts center.
State of the art, blah, blah, blah.
I am not going to say that it is a dump by any means. It's
right.
Very, very, very nice. It also wasn't like... Like, I've seen halls, like, you know, I've seen truly, put it this
You've
way,
seen
it
better.
Lacked fucking character. It lacks character.
Yeah.
It doesn't have, it's the Walt Disney Room, for Christ's sake, in Orlando, Florida. What do you expect? I get that. But there's just something about the whole thing that it was missing. It felt sterile for a theater.
All the pictures that I've seen, it looks very just, huh.
Nice.
Very, yeah. It looks nice.
Adequate.
But it doesn't look like, dude, the best old theaters are the ones that you walk into and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Look
yeah,
at
they
all.
They have identity and they have history.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, you go to some of these ones like the Sanger Theater in New Orleans. They've got the ceiling of that place is a star drop, like all LEDs. And they have stars projected up there and it looks like a goddamn courtyard from, you know, the French Quarter. It's ridiculous and it's beautiful. That's what theaters are supposed to be. They're supposed to be, you know, artistic.
Yeah. And here's the deal. People will make the argument that, oh, yeah, of course, it's Orlando. It's going to be a bit like that. You know, there isn't that much history. There isn't that much rooted in it here or what have you. I kind of call bullshit because if you go down the road to Tampa, which is, you know, an equally – it's a bigger city than us, obviously, but it's a – it was being established not, you know, around the same sort of time, and it has about the same amount of history, we'll just say. Probably more. Yeah, 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 yeah. And it's got a step above us, but in that step above us, they've got Ruth Eckert Hall, which it's a lovely, lovely venue in comparison.
I was like, Ruth Eckert, that's in Clearwater.
Yeah. It's Clearwater, but yeah, Ruth Eckert is a really, really nice venue.
I've played there.
And feels like it does have some character in comparison to what we have. It's It's me being picky, but it's me honestly just calling it out. Like,
but, well, the thing is Ruth Eckert is nothing special, though.
Why does everything have to look like it's so super modern, like, and just...
But that's exactly what Ruth Eckert looks like for when it was built. It looks like a modern version. Ruth Eckert is plain. It's a boring room. It's
Maybe I've seen it in a good light. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no ornateness to it. It's a room.
I would say it has more than Orlando's. Let me just say it that way.
The pictures that I've seen from it, I mean, it's comparable. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these theaters don't have any sort of identity to them at all. Mm. Ruth Eckert... backstage and on the stage, like, yeah, I can tell that's Ruth Eckert, but in the hall, in the house, it could be anywhere.
But I get what you're saying. I mean, and that's, I guess, in general, what you get with modern theaters now.
It's better than Bob Carr, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's night and day. It's night and day. Yeah. And it's something we needed to do, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I get disappointed with, and maybe it's not just this place. Maybe Duncan's making a good point. It's kind of everywhere with our architecture and everything now. Everything just feels dull and plain.
Before,
and just
it used
like
to have real
character.
Craftsmen.
Yeah, maybe that's
now
what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It just comes off a truck and, you know.
Well, look at the neighborhoods around here. Everything, you know, three houses and you build 500 of them.
Yeah.
You know, and then you call it a neighborhood.
Yep.
All part of the board.
Yeah. All the same design. You go into your friend's house down the road, and it's the same design as yours, but it's backwards. You know what I mean? I had a couple of those, of course, growing up down here.
It's like, what? This is so crazy.
And you do. Like, it plays tricks on your brain. Yeah. Like, the kitchen's in the wrong fucking spot, and like...
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the bathroom's not where it's supposed to be.
Our neighbors' houses are mirror images of each other.
Yeah.
So you go there, and it's 180 of what you're used to.
Exactly.
I can't figure. It's like, every goddamn Publix made is a square. But they're always different on the inside.
That doesn't make sense, does it? Why can't they just standardize where shit is in each one?
The worst is when you get into a grocery store that has all the frozen and refrigerated shit right in the center of the store. Like, I am used to, like, I do the loop, and then you get all your frozen shit
exactly.
last.
Yeah, correct.
So why in the fuck are you putting it in the middle so I have to go this way and then avoid it and go to this side
is
of the store?
Is like some feng shui thing? Or,
yeah, eat me.
Goddamn, it's square.
Yeah.
Do it the same goddamn way.
Make it flow, you fuck.
I found something this week on the internet, Duncan, that I'm pretty sure you're going to love.
Okay.
Waffles.
This, my friends, is a band. I'm not exactly sure where they're from, but they combine two of your favorite things, Duncan.
Mm.
Black Sabbath.
Okay.
And McDonald's.
I think I've seen this.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Max Sabbath.
I have seen this.
It's so great, though. This is the song I Have Frying Pan. And the lead singer, as you can see, full Ronald McDonald.
I love that Ozzy.
Grimace on bass.
McDonald.
Got the Hamburglar on drums. And then I think that's Mayor McCheese there.
He actually plays pretty good when he can't see his guitar.
Yeah.
This is not a very difficult song to play.
No, but even then, you know, he's just like blind in that fucking hamburger.
Israelite, do I have the gall? Chopping onions makes me bawl.
There is way too much production value.
It really
is. It could
be
better now. It could be better.
They have cryogenics.
It could be better, but they have cryo. Exactly.
I mean,
I love the grimace.
It's pretty awesome.
It's like I smoked some crack and then had a stroke and got hit in the head. That's
right.
I'm pretty sure Grimace is a ripoff of Patrick there from SpongeBob.
No, other way around.
Yeah, other way around. 100%. When the hell do you think SpongeBob came out, Jimmy?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm talking about the costume of this Grimace, not the actual creation of Grimace.
Okay, I see what you're saying a little bit. I like the fact that this...
That it has a bald fucking ass.
Yeah,
the
has
George
like
Costanza.
A Costanza haircut.
Yeah.
That's a baller move, because the guy in that suit, you know, has that haircut. I guarantee it. This is dad rock channeling. That got an idea. I don't know. I'd book them.
You know, they had a New Year's Eve.
I'd book them. I think that'd be a riot.
Kids' parties.
Yeah. Would you get this for your kid if you ever had a kid? Would you get?
Absolutely not. Fuck no, I wouldn't. Are you kidding me?
What? Really? I would.
No.
I think it'd be great. All the adults could come around. They could watch it too.
They need better video.
They'd love it.
No.
Oh, look at this. I think he throws fries on people. So yeah, you get the point of that. That's something that happened this week on the internet. Thought you'd appreciate that more, Duncan. I thought you were really gonna get hyped up about
thought
it.
Thought I was gonna be super into that.
Duncan's getting old. Super hyped, and now you've lost.
Duncan's changed on the road.
Yeah, changed on the road.
You know,
it's just no. I'm trying to figure out the logic behind that. Like behind.
Drugs?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think that's all drugs.
I don't think so. I think that people are too quick to chalk things up to drugs.
Strangers to horse tranquilizers.
That could be.
Yeah.
That dude, like Grimace, was definitely huffing ether at one point.
Yeah, without doubt.
What is Grimace again?
Nobody knows what the Grimace.
Nobody
is.
Nobody really knows.
He's just a purple.
The Grimace
triangle.
Is purple.
He is the Grimace. Pink. No, he is the pink slime that is McDonald's.
Purple Hershey's kiss.
No, because Grimace was
he's
the
more
Grimace.
Purple, but
Grimace is way more purple.
No, I get it, but he's
but Grimace was
pink.
Also
we
around
know what's going on
before the pink slime was the pink slime.
Mm. What is the pink slime again? Is it the
McNuggets?
Meat? It's the McNuggets.
Yeah,
I love those fucking things.
I know
man.
They're delicious.
They're delicious. Mm. How do they?
I don't give a fuck what they're. Made
I don't know
from.
How they do it, but I fully support it.
After like 20 years, I said, "Fuck it." I had a Big Mac the other day, and even though the patty's really small, it just tastes good. I don't know what it is.
There's something terribly horrible about a Big Mac.
Yeah,
I can only do.
Do you want to know the trick? You want to know the trick to a Big
you
Mac?
Yeah, put fries on it.
No.
I did.
You get the Big Mac. But you have them put quarter pounder patties on it instead of the regular Big Mac burger.
Instead of the regular burger.
I can't believe they would do that.
Dude, it's McDonald's.
Dude,
I will
it's
stand.
It's hard just to.
That no, would no, take, no, 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 no. Okay,
you have it
your way,
manager,
sir.
A manager, a call
say,
the corporate.
No.
Oh, God.
No,
like,
you
give me a number one
you
and it confuses
do,
them.
You can't do that shit in Orlando. You have to go someplace where they're smarter than the fucking McDonald's workers in this town.
They have pictures of the hamburgers, and they still fuck it up when you order.
I'm aware.
Just hit the picture on your cash register.
You know where you have to
number
do this. Okay, this is where
one.
You do it. You do it at a truck stop McDonald's. Like one of those ones that's open 24
I know
hours.
You're a truck stop
you,
expert.
Yeah, I am a truck stop expert. You can fucking, that's America, goddammit.
America.
Yeah. You go there, and you're looking at this old woman who you just feel bad is fucking working at McDonald's, and
tasty.
It's like 1 in the morning, yeah. And I am high as shit. I'm like, here's what I need. This might be odd. I don't care if you have to charge me for both sandwiches, but what I need is a Big Mac with quarter pounder patties instead of the regular patties.
Yeah.
And she just kind of looked at me. And she went, I was like, I'm serious. That's what's going to happen. Like, give me both burgers and I'll do it my goddamn self. I don't care. But I thought that, you know, customer service was important to your company.
Now, did she actually go back and talk to the kitchen?
She
and
went,
say,
she went
this
back
is what
there?
We need? Because she, that never happens.
No, she did. She absolutely did. Like, dude, there was nobody there. It was me and the three other people that came off my bus. And they were all high, too, so nobody cared. And she went back, and she went to the kid, and and it was a kid back there, and he poked his head around. And
who's
he
this
looked,
guy?
And he looked, and I'm just standing there all fucking slant-eyed and fucking just beardy, and he just looked, and he goes, I got you, dude. I got it.
I'm
like, yes!
See, he did it out of revenge toward, like, McDonald's. Like, yeah.
No, he did it because
you,
that dude, that's the kind of kid
he's
that
made
goes,
that for himself before.
Yeah,
that's
the kid that goes and fucking takes his one hitter into the fucking freezer and gets toasted in between like breaks.
And then just makes himself sandwiches all day.
Yeah, and he's like, dude, I wish I could sell this. And I'm like, dude, you can sell it to me.
You want some pink slime on it?
Yes,
I do. So, remember The Price is Right, Duncan?
I do.
Yeah, Drew Carey.
Fucking Drew Carey.
Yeah.
He's hosting that shit now.
He's been hosting it for like
Yeah, for like years. Or something.
Well, the other day they decided to put the iPhone as an item up on.
Oh God!
All right, here. So I just want you to see how dumb people are.
Yeah.
Okay. I just really need you to see how dumb people are.
Good luck, everybody. Let's get rolling. First prize up for bids today on The Price Is Right.
Sure, we're gonna kick it off with a favorite, an iPhone 6.
Okay, it's a brand new iPhone.
Mm-hmm. But it's not even a 6
your
Plus.
Your user experience with this 16-gig iPhone 6.
16-gig.
4.7-inch Retina HD display. Plus, enjoy a 1-year calling plan with 4 gigs of data and unlimited talk and...
All right, so a 1-year calling plan, too. Because that has to be included.
Right.
Okay? It has to be, right?
Thank you very much. It's a phone and calling plan together goes over, but it's closest to the actual retail price without going over. And, Kanisha.
$7,500.
What the fuck?
$7,500.
Lower.
I don't think she owns an iPhone. I'm venturing a guess.
Well,
is she...
Yeah, all right.
Is she thinking,
I can't even.
Is she thinking pesos?
Okay, so here we go. Mark here.
7,500. Mark.
That's what her husband told her.
7,500.
7,500. What the fuck?
7,500 and what? He thinks he's being smart.
You obviously don't know how this game is played.
They
son.
Are obviously alien grays that have disguised themselves as human beings.
They might be lizard people.
Yeah,
they might be
no
lizard
way
people.
You
Ty, tell Owen if these are your people.
Yeah. Can you smell them through the airwaves?
Through the internet?
1,501. Rachel.
850.
The first logical guess.
It's still high, though,
guess.
But yeah.
850. No, that's low. That's
saying the price for the whole year subscription with the phone?
Yes.
Outright?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, and the phone, because now here's where you're going to get screwed is if
you remember about the plan, like
about your phone, that phone's gonna cost $300.
That's $650 outright.
$650 outright, $300 if you like, you know, if you're getting a new plan.
I think that's the way that this is marketed. Now it is kind of sketchy because I thought $850 of her guess was probably the closest. The next guess,
for
the last person,
$930.
She goes with $930.
Yeah, that's closer.
I don't know where the hell she got that from, but man. Well, no, if you're talking like $100 a month, subtract the $25 a month fee for paying off the phone.
Either way, I'll ruin it right now. The last chick gets it. It 9:30 is the closest, so
what's the actual? I want to know the actual.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if it says it.
I bet it
does. What I do like here though with Jim Carrey is or not
Drew
Jim
Carrey.
Drew Carey.
The American Carey brother.
Well, he's got to make fun of him.
Man. I hope the marketing people at Apple are watching this. Actual retail price, $1,969.
So, $1,900. Okay. That
I was going to say like $2,000 seems about for...
Seems right. about right for what
a new... For a 16 gig and a year of service, yeah. That seems about right.
But yeah, I mean, the fact that they're guessing $7,000. $7,500 for a fucking phone.
Sold.
I will sell somebody my phone right
now.
If
they can afford that, they're not allowed to be on The Price Is Right.
Well,
maybe they're North Korean.
The Price Is Right is a goddamn scam anyway. Because anything you win, you have to pay taxes on immediately.
Well,
you got to
do that for anything you win.
Yeah,
anything,
that's pretty much any game
over,
show, right?
Well,
yeah.
Any game show,
if you're
especially.
Vegas, you win a shitload of money. Right?
So, who
There's
wants
tax-
to be a millionaire?
It's anything
being
over.
Who wants to be a
half millionaire?
About 60%. Yeah, 600,000-aire. Yeah, which I'm not going to turn my nose up, but still, like,
I'd take 600K.
No, I would be all right with that.
I would buy one bong.
On The Price Is Right.
On The Price Is Right. 600,000.
I don't have the clip, but there
is
was
that
a,
real glass?
There was a guy this week that won some ridiculous amount on Wheel of Fortune just off like one letter, and it was like a $93,000 payoff. Like, and you never see that on Wheel of Fortune.
No, it's one of those like you land on this space.
It
and,
was
yeah.
yeah, perfect timing. Yeah.
Well, good for that guy.
Good for that guy. But he got it off like the Lone Ranger, but all he had was one E. Like, not bad,
would
man.
Would have had two E's.
But it was like, I think they just gave him, I don't know.
Only
gave him one.
And he just like immediately.
He got it.
Fucking Asperger's.
Something like that. That would be a good game to take an Asperger's kid to. Can we?
Starting the new year off right.
Well, I mean, I have been thinking about volunteering for, you know, a lot of different foundations. I could do it. I could find one.
Yeah, we could just find a way to make this profitable enterprise.
Hey, man.
Same man in Vegas here.
Exactly.
Wapner, definitely exactly. Wapner.
So could you sign this? I could take a minority.
Racist.
A youth across state lines.
I'm going to take him over to the highlight thing. Wait, I don't know if he's going to be much help there.
No, isn't that shit all fixed anyway?
That's
isn't that
exactly
like pro wrestling?
It's pro wrestling with scoops on your hands.
That can fucking kill you?
Yeah. It's kind of fun to watch, though. It's kind of fun to watch.
Now you could take him to... There are casinos in Florida you could take him to.
Oh, yeah. We could go down to Tampa. We could go to the Hard Rock, hang out with all them goddamn...
That casino's kind of shitty.
Mexican Indians.
I won $200 last time I was there.
But it just...
And won like
do they have table games there? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then...
I don't gamble. That's one thing I really don't do. I don't really gamble.
Well...
I don't really make enough to gamble.
Well, that's the thing, is I don't gamble unless I'm on the road, and then I have disposable income.
You have a bit of a gambling going.
I just know I'm not
going to
win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's not going to happen. Universe it is, I'm not going
to
win.
You're Asian. You're supposed to win. You're supposed to gamble.
I'm not
going to
win,
on.
So I don't know.
Yeah,
bother.
It's in your blood.
It doesn't even like come across my mind.
I can't tell you how many Vietnamese women I see behind the slot machines. You know, they got the Virginia slim with a big ash hanging down, smoking.
Even if I had the tiniest bit of spark to gamble, my mom cured that of me like about 5 years ago. Her and her sister wanted to go on that fucking gambling boat that goes out like around Melbourne or something.
Sun Cruise gambling
that
boat.
Was just torture.
Well, it's not like you can really
go
just take
anywhere.
Off and go anywhere.
On the fucking boat for hours and like, oh no, there's a buffet. The buffet is like government cheese and bologna.
Yeah, and now they bought it out. It's a Victory Casino, and I went on that thing. And let me tell you, the buffet is really something else. Okay, now it's a restaurant.
Just bam.
Oh my god, I walk up.
Same food, but now they charge
it. The featured item is Alfredo shrimp. Right. So
okay,
this woman has, and it's under two sternos, like this warmer.
Yeah.
Now she takes a whole handful of raw shrimp and dumps it in there and starts stirring it up
as if Jesus Christ.
Is going to
that's
cook
gonna
it.
Cook. Oh
yeah, so that's that's your.
I don't know how
casino.
Everybody gets like the retrovite or some boats, but there are some people though. As soon as the damn boat docked, they just turned around and got back fucking on it.
Yeah. But you go in the morning one. That's good for people looking, man. I saw this woman. She was probably 4 feet wide, 4 feet tall. And
she was a cube.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather just go to the mall because you just drive away.
This woman had six back tits. I mean, just...
Yeah. Ooh, that's pretty
cherry
sweet.
Red.
And then to top it off, mullet, but the bottom half blonde.
Ooh.
Top half black.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see a picture?
They said there's no quality ladies in Florida.
It's pretty sexy.
Yeah,
I mean,
what the hell, I'm
hopping on Victory Cruise Lines tomorrow.
That was some eye candy.
You know what time it is, Duncan?
Oh shit!
God damn, man.
Chicken now.
It's like an 80s space movie.
Innovation, space, technology.
Yeah.
Cufflinks.
Cufflinks.
Future. Space. Products.
Space.
That's right. Products time. I only got one today, so it's going to be a quick product.
All right.
But
all right.
Hellboy's hand.
This is a product. We all know how I love my products.
We do.
We all know that.
We do know that.
And this is one that I can't decide if I like or I don't like, Duncan.
Okay.
Guys.
You know, there's like two other people here, right?
You know what I know?
You know what? Then fucking chime in.
Hey, I address the co-host in the room first. You guys.
I stand corrected. I apologize. Okay. I apologize.
We're
merely
sidekicks.
On this
right
medium.
Trip.
Yeah, you're guests, all right? You're,
goddamn guests. I will make you both sit in the fucking Cena closet.
Speak when spoken to, okay?
I have
Jesus Christ.
No political leanings when it comes to wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a fan of bugs. You a fan of bugs, Jimmy?
Like insects? Yeah, I like insects.
You like insects? Sure. You love them all in your house? See, it's a problem that we all have.
It's like a cockroach. Insects get in the house. If it was a praying mantis, I'd be cool with it.
Okay, I would actually kind of like a praying mantis to hang out in the house. Right. I'll give that insect.
Yeah, that's okay.
A stick bug or, you know.
Well, stick bug.
We're always looking for new ways to get rid of insects, are we not? I mean, there's the sprays.
A shoe takes care
of it. There's like powders. There's the little sonic fucking things.
Well, check this thing out.
A sonic bug.
This is the arm's length bug vacuum. And this might be possibly one of the greatest innovations in bug technology that I've come across.
Coolatron.
Yeah, it's made by a company called Coolatron, by the way. Yeah, so you know it's going
to
be good.
Yeah. Put an end to squishing and swatting bugs. The Coolatron bug vacuum is a better way to trap and dispose of unwanted insects and pests. The bug vacuum allows you to easily catch and trap unwelcome pests without contact. Here's how it works. First, bugs are sucked up by a high-powered vacuum.
The bugs are already dead.
Next, the trapdoor feature prevents insects from flying out or escaping. Finally, the bug comes into contact with a strong electrical grid to ensure proper disposal. The bug vacuum also allows bugs to be released alive. While similar units trap pests, they don't effectively destroy them.
So you're catching, you're picking up what they're putting down? Hang on, we got a caller, by the way.
Jesus, what the fuck's going on there?
Caller, hang on. We're talking about the bug vacuum.
Call from the future. Toll monkey style.
Hey, hello?
Yeah, hang on. We're talking about the bug vacuum.
I'm here to buy a Sibian.
Anyway, hang on for 1 second. You get what they're putting down. They're trying to make this an eco-friendly, bug, you know.
They're trying to say, don't kill the bugs. Release them.
But it's saying like they come in, like it's a vacuum with a hose on it, right? It's got a suction cup.
And then an electrical grid.
But it's got an electrical grid inside of it. So when the bug hits the electrical grid as it's being sucked through the vacuum, is that supposed to just paralyze the bug?
It sounds like you electrocuted it. Like it's just got a bug lamp inside of a vacuum cleaner.
That person hung up, whoever that was. Caller from unknown phone number. Please call back again should you understand that we're talking about bug vacuums. So yeah, you quite fucking call it in the middle of fucking products. How dare you? How dare you call
sure
in the middle
number.
Of products? This is the most important time of the show. You're going to call during products.
No, all of the show is the most important time of
the
show.
Well, no. I mean, products is pretty much...
It's like, I mean, no, but products,
but
really.
Products really is what is the glue.
Is what it's brings the kids.
It's what
brings the kids to the
asses
fucking party.
Seats, sir. Asses
what
in
puts
seats.
Asses in seats.
That's right.
Have
that's
we
right.
done the market research on that?
Oh, totally, man. The numbers are up for products.
No, the numbers are up for you liking products. I love products. Don't get me wrong. Just saying. I'm not sure that's
that
why
caller.
Creepers.
That caller.
But this is
was
an awful product.
No. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
This product probably is not going to be the most sensible.
No.
Trap pests. They don't effectively destroy them. The bug vacuum features a unique electrical grid to ensure pests are safely killed.
To safely kill
costly and harmful chemical insect sprays.
Fuck.
The bug vacuum is completely safe for use in the home and around your family.
All right, I see what the
bug vacuum is rechargeable. Simply insert it into the charging base and forget about it. The bug vacuum features extendable tubes and a flexible tip.
Plug it in right,
assholes.
And
those hard to reach corners are easy to catch. Each bug vacuum comes with handheld bug.
I just picked up what you just said then, and that is actual truth. That is a thing that drives me up the wall.
Right.
If there is a socket with two outlets on them,
you're in America,
and you have a wall wart, as we call them, and you plug it into the top one with
and
the
you
bottom one is
block
and you
other
block
one?
The other one.
They need to change the size of outlets.
That is the rudest thing a human being
that
can
is
ever
that
do.
Is fucking that is uncivilized.
That's
is...
up there with rape. It's up there,
it's
with,
up there
rape.
With rape and putting the toilet paper so that it comes down the backside of the toilet paper roll.
That is
the worst. The only good thing about this product, it would be a fantastic masturbation tool.
You want to put your dick in an electrical grid?
It's got that whole big cup and stuff around
there. He wants
there.
The electrical grid all up in his...
All up in his wing wang.
Wow.
Yeah. It's how I
vacuum
roll.
Unit, extendable tube.
Oh,
yeah. Let's see, extendable tube.
Tip, charging base stand, AC adapter, and easy to follow instructions.
Don't put your dick in it. See, it says it right there. Circle slash put your dick in it.
Oh, come on, Duncan. It would last 4 seconds with you.
I've already raped my way through 10 of those things. Don't you tell me.
I might want one. That's
to
all
put
I'm
your
saying.
Dick inside?
Well, no, for the bugs. Clearly, I've been slaughtering bugs this whole time the wrong way.
Left and right.
Left and right. And now,
well,
you know.
Well, I like in a commercial to show somebody with a tissue just grabbing the bug. That's perfect. That works so well.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. For those of us that live in Florida, how big are the goddamn bugs down here?
They like are penis fucking size. Huge.
Right, so how effective is that thing going to be? Not very. I think, if anything, it's going to zap a fucking cockroach or a palmetto bug, and then it's going to piss it off.
Or it's just going to shut it down after one go with it, because you just pulled
Because it just ate a palmetto bug, just ate the fucking electrical field?
Pretty much, yeah. I would like to try one against squirrels. I'd get a little carried away. That's all I'm saying. I know I would go around trying to get all the against bugs, and I know squirrels. I'd end up like against the squirrel and trying to get it up there.
It's a snake inside of it.
Snakes in there.
Chihuahua tail.
I'd take it out into the yard, put it on an anthill, and just watch them cook into the fucking electrical grid. That's the sort of thing I would do with that product.
It's a fucking ant tornado, like...
Yeah, but that was the only product this week. The other one that I found, I decided not to talk about because it was a little depressing, and I don't know. I just didn't really want to get into helping autistic kids this week.
All right, we can talk about that on another show.
That's on another show.
Yeah.
It was a little heavy. I couldn't handle it. Speaking of fucking heavy shit, have you come across a show called Black Mirror yet? It's on the Netflix.
Heard of it, but
oh, my God. There was I watched my first episode today. I've been hearing good things about it, right? But just check this out for the premise. Yeah, I think every single episode is different. You know, it's like a different cast and a different like.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to show like the darker side of human nature. It's like a Twilighty Zone type thing, right?
You but
it's
go to church for that.
I think it's a BBC show.
It's true.
You can go to the factory for that.
Well, the whole premise of this is like. All right, Prime Minister gets a call in the middle of the night. There's a situation, sir, Prime Minister of Great Britain. And he answers the phone. And
not the Prime Minister of America?
Obviously, something's going wrong. Well, there's a lot of prime ministers around the world, Duncan. I was just, you know.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
But you say Prime Minister instinctively.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to think the Prime Minister.
There's a lot of different Prime Ministers. So just hold your horses, all right?
I will not.
Cool your jets, Batman.
Whoa. Easy, Bart. Easy.
We will... No. So he gets the call, and he's learning that the princess, royal family, the princess has been kidnapped.
Diana.
Oh, shit. What do you do, right? And so the public's like going crazy, or they haven't found out yet, actually. But what the terrorist, or whoever this crazy person is that abducted the princess, mm-hmm. has kidnapped the princess... has sent a list of demands, and the demands are as follows. Only one demand, that the prime minister must fuck a pig live on television for the whole nation to see. And there it has to be done a certain way. There are technical specifications to make sure it is like a single camera shot, and like to make sure it is so it can't be faked.
Right,
it has to be like certain type
no,
of.
No, I totally. I'm getting it. Yeah.
All right. So those are like the list of the things, and the whole episode is very much this. It is you,
the guy going, "Am I gonna fuck a
am
pig?
Am I gonna fuck a pig?" And the consequences of his political career. Meet the public demand, and can he let a person die? Can he let this princess die? Will the public even forgive him? If he could, all he has to do is fuck a pig, and it's over. And
I just think it's awful that no one's considering the pig's point of view.
Well, this is true. Apparently, they sedated the pig. That was actually like there was a line of dialogue in there, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay, so say. Say I'm being held hostage, Duncan. And,
I'm not fucking
only,
nope.
And the only way to get me back
is fuck a pig
to
on
fuck
TV.
A pig on TV.
This is Duncan.
I'm
dude.
Really.
I thought you would have been. I had no hope. No one else is gonna say yes. So I had no hope.
He'd fuck a pig for like this little order of fries.
Hey, Jimmy would fuck. Jimmy would fuck a pig.
I'd make love to a pig.
I mean,
I'm just...
I just think the term fuck a pig is going to replace jumping the shark.
On this show, like, or for that, or for that
time,
show, or
time to fuck the pig.
Time to fuck the pig.
I guess it was like, you know, when Walking Dead just starts going the shit, you'd be like,
"Oh,
time
Walking
to fuck
Dead,
the pig.
Fucked the pig." Years
no,
ago.
I liked last season. I thought it was really good.
Last season was a bit of a comeback, but that's neither here nor there. Speaking of fucking the pig, maybe that's what we call when we go to break because it's about that time.
Fucking the pig.
Fucking the pig.
It's time to go fuck that pig, Duncan.
Isn't
that a crazy premise, though? It's like Saw meets... It is a bit Saw-ish.
It's like Saw meets Barnyard Sex Sluts.
Animal Farm.
Now, I haven't ruined it yet. I haven't said if he fucked the pig or not.
I mean, in my head...
If it's his daughter,
he fucks the pig, by the way.
Of course
he fucks the pig.
Yeah, why wouldn't he fuck the pig?
I bet that goddamn pig loved it, too.
Probably.
I guess it kind of like brings new meaning to that whole what's that movie Deliverance scene.
Oh yeah, that's maybe what inspired it. Really.
Maybe that's what it was.
Just ripped it off,
guys. I'm going to break. We're gonna come back. We maybe even take a phone call. Maybe we'll even give out the number.
We probably won't. Though.
Probably won't. But if we get around to it, you know, you can give us a call.
I mean, the pig took me out, said I looked nice.
He's still talking about the pig.
He's still
on the pig.
He really thinks we're actually going to go fuck the pig
he's
now.
He's like, but seriously? Can we fuck the pig?
Is it bad? Can we fuck the pig? Can we do that?
The pig had the pig's mouth. Into it.
All right, fucking the pig. Here we go. We'll be back in a few. Do it, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I'd bring us back to the little Black Lips Bad Kids. You know.
I don't know what that means.
It's a band and a song.
Oh, okay.
And they're singing about being bad kids. Because at the end of the day, we were all probably pretty bad kids, were we not?
Nope.
All angels here in the studio.
I was a good kid.
I don't know. I don't know.
I was a good kid until like I was 16.
Wow.
Well, so that was the age that you turn into a bad
like 15
kid.
15 or 16.
15, 16. What
when
about
I
you,
could drive.
Jimmy? I did get arrested when I was in the fifth grade.
You got arrested when you were in the fifth grade?
Yeah.
I've never heard this one.
Rape.
Me and a bunch of neighborhood guys got really, really bored one night. So we went behind this bar and found a bunch of bottles, beer bottles, and we decided to smash them in the middle of the street. And flattened some tires, and cops nailed us. I had to go to the mayor's
orifice
for a month and recite the Ten Commandments.
That was your punishment.
Boy, that really paid off, dude.
Yeah, it did.
It's a very Bart Simpson type punishment, too, isn't it? It's
right.
Write the fucking thing
punished
on
punished by Miss Krabappel.
Well, it's a small town.
What about you? You were a good kid back then.
That's pretty good. Well, I could hide it pretty good too when I was a bad kid. You know.
Yeah. I think that was me. I think I was always worse than I let off, if you will. You know.
I had a few beatings growing up. You know.
Did you?
Yeah. There was one. My father worked for a paper company, and he had 5-gallon buckets full of ink. You know, they'd use in the paper industry, and he'd bring them home and he'd clean them up and sell them for, I don't know, 50 cents or whatever. Well, I thought it was a good idea with a neighbor girl to paint each other with all this ink.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You getting all sexy with it,
art.
Too.
Yeah, that was the same girl as we used to play Show Me Your Underwear, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, yeah.
It was even better once camera phones were invented.
Yeah. But, yeah, well, one of the worst beatings I got. Yeah, my father came home and...
There's ink fucking everywhere.
Yeah, on me and the neighbor girl. We were maybe 6 or 7.
Oh. Yeah. That's at that age that you know, too, like, that what's about to happen, like, you're fucked.
And if I didn't learn my lesson, it was probably a week later, I got into it again and my father caught me again. And I remember from where our shed was to where our house was, he was running and literally trying to kick my ass as I was running away from the man.
So what was it? Was it just the fascination with the ink itself that was just like playful
to you?
Yes. Like,
I mean, we grew up in the sticks, you know. We had maybe like 2 or 3 TV channels, and your mother would kick you out of the house because she had to watch her soaps. So you'd go and you'd get into something.
You'd
you know?
Go play with
my mom
dad's
would be
ink.
My mom would be smoking pot and watching her soaps, and then she would take a nap while I was outside. So it was like a 3-hour block during the day where I had to entertain myself outside.
Yeah. There's no parents around. You have to find something.
Go make small fires in places. You do that. Yeah. I remember doing that.
Yeah.
Dude, the worst beating
Hit
I ever
things
got.
With sticks.
I accidentally shot out my mom's car window with my BB gun.
Oh,
yeah. Fucking Oof. Dad laid it in.
That's a grand ass beating.
Yeah,
you said accidentally. Was it really accidentally?
You know, like in the Western movie, because like my BB gun. Well, he fucking gave it to me.
Yes, shoot your eye out, kid.
You know, like in the Western movies, they would have their Winchester, and that's what my BB gun was modeled after. And they would try to get someone's attention, and they would shoot it in the air. You know, and so I had some friends up the street. And I was like, hey, and then I had it sideways, and I just pulled the trigger, like you could hear a BB gun, and I just heard, psh, I'm like, fuck, and I looked to the left, and the back seat passenger or driver's side window was just fucking spider webbed.
Oh, no.
And I actually told my parents I did it.
I had a situation when I was really young, and I don't know that I've really fully addressed it to this day with my parents. Like, it's a weird one. There was a time when I was real young, and I was kind of like a latchkey kid, if you will. You know, coming home from school, parents weren't home for later. But usually my brother was there, you know, depending on whether or not he was home for the summer, all this sort of stuff. Like,
right.
So I believe it was an afternoon that my brother was either out or he had fallen asleep. Like in the middle of the afternoon, and I couldn't get into the house. And I was like banging on the door. Like maybe I didn't have a key at this point. Not quite sure. Can't remember that.
Right.
But I'm banging on the door. Can't get in. Somehow I remember the bedroom or the window to my bedroom I had left unlocked. And so I was able to kind of like get the window open, but I had to get the screen off. Uh-huh. Right. And in the process of me getting the screen off, I completely fucked it up. Like, I ripped the shreds. Yeah. Like, I just fucked it all.
Destroyed
to hell.
It. Yeah.
I was able to get in the house and then unlock the doors and what have you. But I remember then later, like, trying to put the screen back in and, like, oh, fuck. Like, they're going to notice this. They're going to be so fucking pissed. And my parents, like, I thought I was a genius. When I went to bed one evening, I'm like, this is how I'm going to cover my ass. I'm like... Oh, I noticed through the shadow, something's weird with the screen. Like, I was trying to play it off, like, you know, and it freaked my mom out. Because now she's thinking someone's trying to break into the house. Because there's this fucked up screen. And
it's a skunk,
you know. And so she's freaked out. And so there's, I think it's one of those that the parents probably knew the whole time it was me fucking with them.
Right.
And my dad said something. I remember him saying something along the lines of, "I think the cops are coming in like tomorrow, and they're going to be like dusting for prints." And like all of a sudden, I'm seeing signs of me going to Juvie Hall, and I'm just like fucking freaking out. Lo and behold, of course, I broke down. I think and told them. I can't really remember, but I think I was smart enough to kind of.
I'm sorry, Dad. I knew it was me that did that to the screen, and
Yeah.
That was part of my childhood. Thought I'd share that with you just now.
I used to get paddled a lot in middle school.
I mean, it's, yeah.
In middle school? Like, yeah. You were literally in the school?
Oh, yeah. The one time, I think I got it suspended for like 4 days, too. But
you
we used to have a competition.
And thrown out.
There used to be a competition of who would have the most paddlings. I was like fourth. I had like eight.
Was this in the Philippines?
No. They just shoot you there.
It's in goddamn West Virginia, man. Always West Virginia.
That's the thing that sucked. I mean, it really sucked being the only minority early on because if you did something, they had you.
right.
But in your high school, you know, all the girls wanted somebody different. Like, hey, minority, piss off your dad. So it ended up paying off in the long run.
No. Well, a lot of the issues that I find with you, I mean, it's you're more West Virginian than you are anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's where I grew up.
So. Yeah. But then you also, like, kind of, don't you kind of claim Maryland and stuff, too?
Well, everyone where I lived at, you would live there, but everyone would
this
work.
Has always confused me, by the way. That's why I'm
writing. Well,
it
we
up.
Lived right on the Potomac, like, right off the Potomac River, and the Potomac River separated Maryland from West Virginia, the area I was at. So everyone would live in West Virginia because of the lower taxes, but would work in Maryland.
It's paid better.
Yeah, makes sense.
I didn't know you were from West Virginia. That explains so much.
Well, I wasn't deep West Virginia. I'm like right on this. Like whenever me and my friends would go drinking and partying and shit, it was always in Maryland.
No, you're from West Virginia. You can't wash that stain off.
No.
Well, I usually don't tell people because this confuses them because it's just like, wait a minute, you're like a minority and you're in the video. What the fuck?
And you're Asian. You're 6 foot tall. You're from West Virginia. Like
he's a unicorn.
Well, my
yeah. What?
My buddy Gino came up with the term for me that's absolutely perfect. He called me a Philly Billy.
A Philly Billy.
That is
100%.
That really works out.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's good. Guys, we failed to mention it at the top of this hour when we came back, but you are listening to the Oh No Radio Show. You can also give us a call.
Nope.
Duncan shakes his head in disgust. But no, if you do want to give us a ring, you can do it at
3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
Sure.
Yeah, what they say.
See, even I do it better.
3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6, or you can Skype Oh No Radio Show. The phone lines are officially open. Unknown phone number that called earlier and was on the line for 48 seconds. This is your shot, guy. If you're still listening, this is where you redeem your call.
Right. But since you're probably not listening anymore.
You don't know that, Duncan. You don't know the loyalty that my fan base has.
That your fan base.
Oh, well, they're clearly my fan base. I mean, we've established it's my show. I mean,
so they're your fans.
Oh, yeah, they're all my fans.
All of them.
None of you count and one iota.
That is true.
I've decided that I'm pretty much just going to start doing this on my own.
Most of the time you are.
And talking to just myself. Cause
I mean, we've had those shows before, too.
You've had those shows as well.
I have.
You have.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You have. I don't really have. I don't think I got any more clips for this evening. But I do have. I do have a little tidbit about my landlord.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Apparently, he has recognized the fact that the situation with my plumbing is not adequate.
Is inferior?
Subpar? I found this out only by bumping into him at 7-Eleven.
Right.
Of course, nothing has been done, but now the tree that may be the culprit of the plumbing problem is...
Days are numbered.
Well, I think I might have to get rid of it. My death tree. I love my death tree.
Yeah.
My illegal death tree.
Right.
And I might have to pull it out of my yard because he's going to have to fix the fence. It's not the reason that the fence is fucked up. But it's not helping.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in the way with everything. So if anybody wants an illegal death tree, just hit me up on Facebook.
Use it for your fire pit, man.
No, that shit doesn't... It stays alive for, like, months after it's... Yeah, it's... Yeah. There's something magical about this plant.
Never heard of such a tree.
Oh, no, it's... well, what are they called? They're... The orchids. The
is that the thing with angel all the
trumpets? Yeah, the angel trumpets.
Angel trumpets.
Yeah, that's it's my angel trumpet tree. Okay. It's we found out. I've looked this up several times. It's about the second deadliest form of angel trumpet that like you can have. And
let's smoke it.
You don't want to do it, man.
You
don't want to do it.
Shut up, pussy.
Now, how is it deadly?
I'm pretty sure you could make poison out of it.
How is it deadly?
No, it's a very, very
toxic psychotropic
plant that has
the lilies land on your shoulder and kill you.
It's supposed to be a really bad trip, is all I'm saying. A really, really unpleasant.
You'd have to put it in
experience.
Water and
the
boil
story
it.
That I hear a lot of my friends tell me, I know a couple of them that know this guy that it happened to, blah, 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 grapevine bullshit, I guess. But yeah, he took it right before like his parents went to work. His parents go to work. He remembered the last vision he had was the garage door closing as he was kind of waving goodbye to dad. He was going to have a smoke in the garage, go back in the house. 8 hours later, he is standing in the same spot that he fucking and the next vision is the door opening to the garage and dad coming home from work, and he has not moved.
So he smoked it, or
I think he drank it in a tea.
He made
a tea sort of thing. But from all accounts, it was a very, very high dosage that he probably should not have taken. And I have one of these trees growing in my yard. I was given it by my neighbor, not knowing what it was.
Well, let's give it to your neighbor.
I planted it because she was like, I'm just throwing this out. I don't know if you maybe want it. And like it was a kind of cool looking tree. And it was
always wondered how the fuck that thing got there, because it was just there.
It was just there one day. Well, when we first got it, it was, I'm not even kidding, if it was nipple height, that's all it was. Like, it was chest height.
Yeah, it was little.
It was a very little guy.
And it's, like, fucking 8 feet tall now.
It's taller than that, honestly. Yeah. It's like, at its height, it's probably 10, 11 feet. Hmm. And it's, width-wise, it's a good 10. Like, it's a massive bush now.
Yeah. A hedge.
Of these flowers that are crazy. And I found out later, maybe I shouldn't say this, maybe I should, but I've already said it anyway. I got it from a neighbor. I planted it. It's not illegal to have one in your yard. It's illegal to plant them and replant them, which is maybe kind of what I did.
That'd be a fucked up way to go to prison.
Right. So now I have this fucking great big tree. So if anybody wants to take that risk, it's not illegal for me to throw out, but I'll let you know when I'm, you know, maybe getting rid of that said tree. If you want an angel trumpet death tree, I'm your guy.
Man, you're going to have to rip the roots out of that.
Well, that's the thing.
I got to admit, you're selling it really well.
it's a slayer tree. It's an angel of death tree.
It's pretty beautiful though.
It's
the flowers. The flowers are awesome. You can do a lot with it. You can die from them. You know, the bees like it. I see the bees all up in that shit.
Yeah,
bees are digging it.
Probably tripping bees.
Tripping bees or tripping balls.
And tripping bees.
The tripping bees are tripping balls.
Mm. I feel like that should be a song.
Mm.
See, if Ty was here, co-host chair, he'd be already on the song.
No, he probably wouldn't.
He'd be working it through his brain.
But it would never come to fruition.
No, you're right. That's probably true. Yeah. That's probably true. We do have to acknowledge the fact that the corner of the room now, which is the closet chair, used to be the closet chair.
Right.
We do have to acknowledge that it is now the official John
the official
Cena
John
closet.
Cena closet
is yeah. basically what's going
to
happen. Yep. So
you get
whenever
to sit
you whenever
underneath
you come to the show and you're the fifth person, understand that you will be sitting with John Cena.
Yep.
In a closet.
Oh, that's what those fucking stickers are for. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. John Cena all over this house. Cause I love him.
I know he does. He does.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, if you want to make Owen's day, send him John Cena
just
stuff.
John Cena all day long.
All day long.
I just want it all. Love me, John
he
Cena.
He loves him some John Cena. Yep. There's nothing he loves more than John Cena. And my girlfriend knows this, and that's why she buys him pin the wristband on John Cena. That goes in the closet.
Well, and here's the deal. Like, I can't be a jerk and not put up the poster. Like, I fucking hate John Cena.
I know.
I really do.
But that's why it's so funny.
And now you've got your goddamn lady buying me shit that I hate
yep.
just to fucking irk me.
Yeah.
Just to get me riled
just
up.
Just to poke you a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to do that. Yeah. Yeah, no, she does that shit to me all the time. So, I mean, it's only fair that...
What does she do to you?
Just whatever. Like, dude, she'll just say little things that she knows will piss me off just so that she can see, like, my blood pressure rise. Like, it's like... It's you mentioning juggalos to me, and then it's just like me going fucking brr.
Or if we're just hanging out and like randomly, I throw on some Sean Hannity, like or
I mean,
well, you would
Sean Hannity.
I don't know what you'd do if I ever did that. I don't know what if any one of you were to throw on Sean Hannity, and I'd be sitting in a room.
What, does fucking Hannity have a podcast? You actually have to go to like the Fox News website.
Oh, I bet he does. I'm just saying God. In general, just you know.
Yeah,
just gotta tune into my Fox News.
I would expect that from you. You racist.
Oh, you know.
Oh, you know. I do know.
I'm gonna edit that part out.
Owen loves Fox News because he hates black people.
I don't think that's fair for the people of Fox News at all.
Well, they hate black people.
They got a couple of them there.
A couple of them.
You know?
They hate black people like George Bush hates black people. Isn't that what Kanye said? That George Bush hates black people?
George Bush hates black people? I don't know that George Bush hates black people.
No, I think he...
I'm pretty sure he's cool with black people. I think George Bush hates poor people.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think that would probably be more...
Definitely.
Honest. I'd agree with it.
Yeah. I don't know, guys.
I don't necessarily like poor people.
We're getting into
deep thoughts here.
Deep thoughts. I don't know if I can handle all this.
No politics, just deep thoughts.
Mikey's Mike is fucking me.
I was doing it last time.
It's crinkle crackly.
I thought I fixed it, but it's fucking me.
Send it a shot of Phantom Power.
I can't.
Is it a condenser? Or
It is. It probably would help, but. It shouldn't be fucking me like this. And God
but
damn
it's
it.
Fucking you.
It's fucking me.
It is fucking you.
I actually know what it is. It's this onboard compressor bullshit that's driving me crazy. So,
what, from that highly expensive piece of equipment known as the board?
Yeah. It's the thing that ties the show together, Duncan.
It's not a Mackie.
It's the rug.
It's the heart of the show.
Yeah. It's the heart. It's the brain.
It's the rug. Really ties the whole room together.
Mm-hmm. You and your goddamn Lebowski.
Uh-huh.
You love it.
I do.
I never told the story about Teresa's mug that she got me for the show.
Oh.
Honestly.
Oh,
that's probably...
It's the best.
It's probably the best, best thing that she's done. I think we're
It's the best Christmas present that none of you assholes got.
Exactly. And I think it's going to become a prototype for a piece of merch we're eventually going to be selling.
I think
we all deserve an Ono Radio Show mug in our lives.
Yeah.
And guys listening at home, it's kind of, you know, the mic, you know. The old school Elvis mic, as I would call it,
yeah,
sort of
the
logo,
50s like mic.
Our logo with, of course, the Ono Radio
the
Show
sure
call letters,
call letters on the top, and then she's like, well, I had three lines of dialogue I could, text I could put in, so I put eat a bag of dicks. And the two dicks, you know, much larger than the eat a bag of dicks line. So there was, I guess, a problem when she first ordered it, and she did it all online, and it came back to her through her email that, you know, oh dear, you know, we can't quite use exactly the logo that you sent in, but we can do something very similar. We can make it, you know,
right.
And they did a really good job. But she got that through an email, so she had to then call. It was easier for her just to call to explain, you know, okay, I'll agree to this and blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah. So she calls up the company and, you know, it's, hi, glass etching place. I'm calling about the dicks mug, you know.
Yeah.
So I love that my
Your
wife,
delightfully sweet
my
wife.
Delightfully sweet wife is, yeah,
on the back, being fucking the pig.
Calling about, yeah, it's the one with the microphone. Yep, the microphone.
Yeah, the microphone,
and it's,
the one that says eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks. then there's the big dicks.
And then
the next line's like, it's the big dicks. and then the one on bigger,
another
bigger dicks.
Big dicks.
You know,
eat a bag of big dicks.
On that note, why won't we?
I mean, no phone calls. There's these assholes. No, because mystery cock smoker decides to be mysterious.
And then even Jack Bender was like, ah, I might call tonight.
Fuck
you, know?
You, Bender.
Fuck you, Bender. You know, how dare you? How dare you tell me you're going to call?
How dare you tell me, tell Owen that you might call?
Hey, what was he in the hospital for the other day?
I don't fucking vaginitis. Care. I don't care.
He had his appendix out.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that.
And his asshole fell out. They had to sew it back in.
He had to have his clitoris removed.
Yeah, and then I heard he was getting, instead of a penis, he was replacing it with an enlarged clitoris. Like,
yeah.
He was
yeah.
just was getting...
Full sex change.
Sexy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It, he was just... He
it's
was
expensive.
Just shrinky-dinking it.
Just what I heard. I mean...
Shrinky-dinks.
Don't blame me for the grapevines.
Oh, God, I haven't seen this forever. What a product.
Yeah, oh,
just play with the family's oven.
So I have a Walmart story.
I love Walmart stories.
I okay, you know me. I'm pretty docile. I don't lose my cool.
Yeah, yeah. You'll make a smart-ass remark, but you're not going to like start any shit.
No,
right.
I won't snap on people.
Yeah.
Well, I snapped on this woman, what was it, 2-3 days ago in Walmart.
Okay.
I go in there with my roommate. And we you know, we'd been drinking, so maybe...
Why else would you go to Walmart?
Yeah, maybe a little inebriated. And we went there for a bunch of shit we didn't need. So we have all the shit. It's one or two in the morning. And there's a line and a Puerto Rican lady in front of me. And she sets a bunch of shit on the conveyor. Then she puts a divider and sets more shit. Okay. So I'm standing there with my shit waiting for this bitch. The cashier rings up everything in the first section.
Uh-huh.
And then the woman's like, no, I don't want any of that. You need to put it back. I don't want it. I don't have money. I don't want it. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
So now she flips on the little light, like, blink, 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 blink. Like, the manager's going to come over at 2 in the morning. So 5 minutes into it, the cashier, you know, starts tapping her fingers. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to... Fucking
lose
my mind here.
I'm
yeah,
gonna lose it.
I'm like, all right.
This happens to me all the time, by the way, with my wife too. Yeah. Like, and it's not her. It's we're in a situation, and I'm. It's usually my wife is there to see it too. Like,
yeah.
She sees the frustration and just that. Like,
right.
All right, I'm stepping back now because if I'm in any more involved, I am going to.
Yeah. Well, don't go shopping with me because every line is like that. Where I'm like, I'm gonna. So, okay. 5-10 minutes go by, nothing. So I finally fucking lose it. I'm like, you are a dumb bitch. And I picked up my shit and like left fucking candles and whatever. And I go to another line. And my roommate is like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, no.
I'm sick
of her.
No, fuck her.
Yeah.
And you're yelling at the customer, not the employee.
Correct. Yeah. The customer. I'm like, you are a dumb bitch. And like, I got right in her face, pointed at her and yelled. And walking away, I'm like, that was probably really stupid. You know, I'm going to fucking end it. But I'm like, I will stand in this line. And I stood in another line for 15 minutes waiting for my shit that I didn't need.
Right.
From Walmart just to prove a point. Like, fuck you, bitch.
Right.
You know,
no,
was
absolutely.
Was she still there by the time you left? That would have been more. That would have been the sweet justice.
She left like a minute or two before me, but it took probably, you know, the 15 minutes I was in the other line. Most of that time to get a manager over there and fix whatever, you know?
Right? To void it out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Lost my mind.
So she watched her like scan the stuff that she didn't want.
Yeah. Watched her do it the whole time. And then was like, oh, no, I don't want it. You know,
well, because she obviously couldn't pay the full tab, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, but she knew because she had two.
Well,
sections.
She's seeing it getting rung up.
No. Yeah. She specifically set the stuff that she didn't want first, then put a divider,
and then
put the shit that she did want. So she literally did it wrong. B,
wasted people's time.
Everything about that.
Everything about that. Yeah, thank you for like breaking it down real quick because I did have to get that ridiculousness of a transaction.
Yeah,
you
like,
know,
just to hear
that through again.
Yeah, the sheer assholic behavior of that woman going, all right, so all this stuff that I don't want, I'm gonna put in. Even if you're gonna do that, you fucking. if you don't watch it, leave it in the cart.
You're supposed to stick it in the magazines.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out the grift, because no sane person does that.
Right.
There's got to be a grift to it. There's got to be like, I'm gaining the coupon points or something for, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know what the grift is, but there is one. Like, I feel like does that without some like gypsy hoodwinkery. You know what I mean? Like, there's,
you know, and
by the way, that's what the name of my new band, Gypsy Hoodwinkery.
That's true.
It's a good one.
If it was like some poor bitch that really couldn't afford her shit, groceries, I would throw in 20 bucks or whatever just to get her out of there.
Right. Oh, I miscalculated when I was going through the store.
While she's picking up all this shit, she's just like, I'm not going to buy half of this.
Yeah.
Like I'm definitely not going to buy most of this.
What if you do that, though? What if you walk through the whole store, right, and you go through, like, a supermarket, and you go to get everything expensive, you know? You supermarket sweep that motherfucker. You mm-hmm. go get the lobsters. You go get, like, all that shit. And you just leave it there. Like, no, I'm not doing
it. I've seen people leave carts full of shit.
I decided against it.
Just, like, vicarious shopping. Like, I'm going to pretend I'm rich for a few minutes, and then...
Well, yeah, here's the argument.
You don't get in trouble. Nothing happens.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen. They're going to look down on you and just be like, motherfucker.
They're probably not even going to notice until it's too late.
We should do that now. Let's go to Walmart and buy every fucking tampon. We'll get carts and buy every tampon in Walmart.
We're not buying anything. Yeah.
Just leave it before we buy it. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll leave it right there. We'll
just
be like,
take
a different aisle, and we block up all the aisles, and we just walk out at the moment of to pay.
Yeah. Bring it up and I can't afford it, and then walk out.
Yeah. We'll
do it.
I forgot. I'm a male.
I'm a guy. I don't need these. At all.
Clogging up the menstrual cycle that is Walmart.
Right.
that's all we're doing.
See, that's what I would do is like you just like fill up all the carts full of tampons and then put them in random parts of the store.
The funniest part about that whole prank is that someone's going to go looking for tampons and like the whole fucking aisle will be clear. They're like, holy shit, people are just
be a bloody
really,
just
leave, really like, leaking right now.
Leave like the old school, like the old school sanitary napkin that like fucking like
giant ones.
Yeah, the big ones. Just leave that
just
one
leave,
of those.
Like, one can of Seal Away.
A can of great stuff. A can of fucking spray foam.
Just some cock.
Damprid. Fucking
newspapers.
No, I'm positive this is where the tampons were. What the fuck?
Kitty litter.
Yes. Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with Walmart? They're all square. Why can't they all be in the same place?
See how he brings it back?
Yeah.
It's a good point. It's a good point. It does remind me of the time that, like this happened to me this past year, where I saw the dude, the huge black dude, as I'm pulling into the Winn-Dixie, just hauling ass through the parking lot with his bags on all his shoulders. And he's hauling ass, you know, tanked up, hops in a car. Like, oh, fuck, that dude just fucking stole some shit from Wendy. I walk in the store. There's the white 16-year-old kid running out trying to get his, like, license plate number of the car he hopped in. I walk in. I hear him all talking about it. The employees just chitter-chatting about exactly what happened. Dude stole, like, almost $250 worth of lobster. Just went up, got all the lobster from the seafood place. Just went to the register, walked through, like, regular, and then just ran. Just stole the lobster.
Like, waited for them to bag it all up.
Yep, bagged it all up for him. And then just took off with the lobster.
That's fantastic.
That, my friends, is what you can come to expect more of in 2015.
That's very true.
I'm very upset that we didn't get a call this evening, but I'm very happy to...
You ungrateful cocksuckers. I didn't want to talk to you anyway.
No, you know what? Fuck them. We don't need them.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck them. If you don't want to participate, fuck you.
I don't need you. God damn it.
Very interesting way of trying to get fans.
They know they...
Is that negative reinforcement?
That's what we do over here on a radio show.
Reverse psychology.
Jimmy, always a pleasure having you with us.
Always a pleasure being here, sir.
Mikey, very
man.
Fun having you in.
Thank
well,
you,
all
man.
Right, how would you rate it on an A to D? A to F? A to F?
A to D.
A to D. You have ADD.
Probably do.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, good times.
Good times. Awesome. Duncan,
Owen.
Going to be able to make next Wednesday?
Well, we'll see what fucking happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we are definitely doing the show on Wednesday, not Thursday next week, so pay attention to that. And until such time, you know what you can do?
Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks. Feels good. Feels good.
Real good.
Onward to 2015 and more
more dick baggery.
More dick baggery. Ah, Jesus Christ. Why do we do this?